Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Erica get revenge on our man Lloyd, say aye.
Aye.
Miss Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, but I would like to get revenge on my husband.
Okay, well, let's get this divorce done. Here we go. What what did he do?
Well, he's gotten us in so much trouble. He's been flashing our neighbors, and now the cops have been called.
Excuse me. Back up. What do you mean he's flashing the neighbors?
Okay, it's not like he's walking out there in a trench coat, but we moved into this new place, I don't know, it's been 9 months, and my husband likes to walk around nude. We don't have any kids. We live alone. It's not a big deal, but he won't close the blinds.
Okay.
Why won't he close the blinds? I get you're in the privacy of your own home. You want to walk around naked? Fine. Why not close the blinds?
He says that if someone peeks in, then it's their fault. I don't know.
In all honesty, I kind of had a similar situation I talked about on the show before where it was almost like that, and I feel the same way. Why are you looking in? You must like what you see.
Okay.
Well, it gets worse. We were home, and he was naked, as usual. And then there's a knock on the door, and it's the police. I know. One of our neighbors called him to complain. They said they can see my husband nude, and I guess if the blinds are open, you can see from the sidewalk. That's what they're telling us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See? Come on.
Gotcha. So, like, the whole inside your house thing doesn't work because you can see it from outside?
The hell?
Right. So that way you can still get in trouble, apparently.
What if your husband just really likes natural lighting, you know?
Okay, stop it. A ding-dong ditch is different in your neighborhood, boy.
Wow. What's the ding and what's the dong?
All right, so the cops come, they come knocking, and they tell you about the situation.
Right, and I apologize, and I say it won't ever happen again. My husband is an idiot. I will make him put on boxers. I'm so sorry. So fast forward like 3 days, and guess what?
What?
Naked husband.
He does it again?
Yes, and again the cops are called, and he's now thinking this is like some sort of constitutional right he has to be naked in his house.
Come on.
And our neighbors are perverts because they're looking. And we got a fine. $150.
$150 fine?
No, a $650.
$650, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and my husband will have to register as a sex offender.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
What?
Fines. All because he won't shut the damn blinds.
Now, see, I get it. If I live in a neighborhood and my neighbor, again, I like my neighbors. If they got their blinds open, like, man, I got kids. Can you just shut the blinds, please?
Nobody says he can't walk around naked. They just say he can't stand in front of the window.
That's totally fair, to be honest.
That's like, a compromise.
That's a lot of money to cost you guys, too. And it's not like y'all weren't warned. The police were nice the first time and said just close the blinds.
I know. Well, and he doesn't seem to be taking this seriously. I mean, if he's a registered sex offender, that changes where we can live, where he can work. I mean, it's a huge deal. And that's a lifetime. I mean, my husband is an idiot.
You said I do.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
All in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
No doubt in my mind I want to get revenge on this guy for you. Now, we're not a divorce thing. You just think your husband is an idiot.
I do. And okay. I think he should put on some shorts.
All right. Well, how about we put some time on this clock? Carla, how much time we're giving him?
152
seconds. 152
seconds
to convince and coax your butt-naked husband to baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back. Now, do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Not all that much, but he does have a special voice he uses when I'm feeling down.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to get his number from you. We're going to call him up next, get him to embarrass himself without him knowing he's live on the radio. Okay, Miss Erica?
That works for me.
Okay. We got that cupcake call up next with us, your Morning Mess. Morning Mess here, back with Cupcake Calls. Listen, we spoke to Erica. She's in a predicament in her neighborhood. Her husband refuses to walk around their apartment with clothes on. No judgment from us, the Morning Mess.
Nope.
If that's what you want to do, that's fine. They don't got no kids. They're a couple. They're a frisky couple. It's fine. Close the blinds. Just close the blinds. The neighborhood's complaining.
Right.
They call the cops. Can we speak to the owners of the spot? They come in. They talk to Erica. She lets her man know, listen, the neighbors are complaining. There's kids around the neighborhood. You can see through our window from the sidewalk. What he does a few days later, he does it again to tell the neighbors, like, the hell with you guys. This is my house. I can walk around naked. Oh, so Erica's on the line. So the cops get called again, Erica.
Yep.
But this time, a different tone in their voice.
Yep. This time, it's serious.
They give you a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, $650 fine and registry as a sex offender. Ooh. My husband is an idiot.
Yeah, that's an idiot move. I think it's a great compromise for the cops and the neighbors. It's like, listen, we don't care if you walk around naked. Just close the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
$650 fine and he has to register as a sex offender.
That's big.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
I didn't ask. I guess the neighbors
would know.
Guys.
All right. different meaning for Neighborhood Watch. Hello.
Okay, all right.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to help you get back at the sex offender. So listen, how many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
152
seconds to coax and convince your butt-naked husband into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back. Okay, Erica?
Okay.
You're familiar with this part of our show?
Yeah, I can do this.
You can do this. You said that he has a special voice?
I mean, he likes to pretend he can do cartoon characters, and so he does this silly little voice.
Really? And this makes your panties drop?
No, it just makes me feel better. It's calming.
Okay. Calm down.
I mean, it makes me laugh. It makes me feel better.
All right.
This is getting creepy.
I know, it's weird.
Hey, to each their own.
Hey, at least I'm not the naked person wandering around the house getting in trouble with the cops. So.
Well, the day is young. Okay, so let's give him a call.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, babe, it's me. Why am I getting a phone call from someone who says she's your lawyer?
Probably because I didn't answer.
What? I told you last night you didn't need to hire a lawyer. Do you know how much this is going to cost us?
Oh, I guess my reputation and justice isn't the price to you.
For God's sake, I told you to close the blinds. Why do we have to pay for a lawyer now? You did it. You should have to face the consequences.
Well, I'm sorry you see it that way, but I feel like I deserve to fight for this. It's ridiculous. It's my house.
Oh, my God. You're not a freedom fighter. Are you sorry about this, or are you just being sarcastic?
Babe.
Look, I love you, but this is really frustrating. It's a big deal. You know, maybe there's something you can do that'll help. Won't be so frustrating, aside from calling lawyers we can't afford.
What are you talking about?
Well, you could be nice.
Like, what do you mean, be nice? Like, I feel like I'm being...
You're not. You're treating this like it's nothing, and I'm getting all stressed out. And if you want to get a lawyer and spend thousands of dollars of our savings, then you need to convince me. Use that silly voice.
I really don't want to do that voice right now. Like,
Lloyd, I don't want to be married to a sex offender. So maybe you could make me feel better about this whole thing. Come on, you know that voice makes me...
That's why I want to get a lawyer, you know, and I take...
Lloyd, I'm so stressed out right now. I am so frustrated. Just, look, put me first for a change.
You're really going to...
Look, I'm
going to
freak out. Just do the voice, please.
This is ridiculous.
I don't care if it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that you don't wear clothes. Just do the voice. Please.
Hello, Erica. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, but I really need you to understand that I need a lawyer to help me be free, you know, so you don't make me a sex offender. You don't deserve to be one. I mean, I'm not a sex offender unless it's my sexy-ass wife.
That helps a little bit.
Feel better now?
No, I don't.
Did you say you were going to sex offend your wife?
Oh, God.
What the hell?
Oh, God.
Lloyd?
Yeah?
Yeah, Lloyd, we have to let you know that you're actually live on the radio right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You are.
Erica, tell him why.
Because you've embarrassed the shit out of me by running around naked and causing all this nonsense. Our neighbors think I'm married to a creep.
I'm not on the radio. Erica, you're lying. I'm not on the radio.
You are on the radio.
You are definitely on the radio right now. We got to let you know. Morning Man's got to let you know. You've been Cupcake Called. Lloyd, you're live on the radio.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, honey.
No, this is, you got some friends that you decided, you thought this would be funny. This is, I'm not the radio.
No, you're...
No, this is the radio.
This is the radio, bro. You're live on the radio.
Everybody knows that you do that voice.
I don't think so. Nope.
What is going on, sir? We are live on the radio. How else do we say this?
Wait, let's give him a little taste. Live 101.5, Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
And we got Lloyd on the line. Lloyd, you got any shout-outs to everyone listening to you live on the radio?
I think you guys are doing a good job, like, trying to make me think I'm on the radio.
Oh, my God. You are so in denial.
Do you see what I live with, you guys?
Yeah, and put your clothes on, Lloyd. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cold outside?
Oh, Joey!
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.